Okay, so have you ever noticed like how we do this weird dance in public?
What do you mean?
Like we're all trying so hard not to bump into each other, but like we're also kind of bad at it.
Oh yeah, it's like we've forgotten how to do like basic human interaction.
Exactly. And everyone's glued to their phones, which just makes it more awkward. It's like this weird social obstacle course.
Totally. You're always dodging people and hoping you don't make eye contact.
The worst. But that's actually what made this research paper I was reading so interesting. It's called Wearable Aura, an interactive projection on personal space to enhance communication. And it got me thinking, what if there was a way to make our personal space, well, more communicative?
Wait, hold on. Wearable aura. Tell me more.
Okay, picture this.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street and you've got this personalized animation projected around you.
Like a personal force field.
Sort of. But instead of deflecting lasers, it's like this dynamic visual thing that moves with you and reacts to your mood.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So it's like an outward display of your internal state.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like taking all those subtle cues we send each other in person and amplifying them, you know? And get this, the researchers are already building the technology to make this happen.
Seriously, how does that even work?
So they break it down into these three main parts. You've got input sensors, an Aura translator, and then the output, which is the actual animation we see.
Okay, so the sensors are picking up on.
Everything. Like your movements, obviously, but also things like your surroundings and even, get this, your cognitive state.
Hold on, cognitive state. Are we talking about like reading minds now?
Well, not exactly mind reading, but pretty close.
Right.
You're using a combo of biofeedback and facial expression analysis to figure out if you're happy, stressed, you name it.
Wow. Okay. So once they have all that data, what does this Aura translator thing do?
It's like the brains of the whole operation. It takes all those signals, how fast you're moving, whether you're smiling, all of it. And then it decides how the animation should behave. So say you're feeling super energized, maybe your aura starts pulsing with bright colors.
And if you're feeling more introverted, it could like dim down or something.
Exactly. It's almost like giving your emotions a physical presence in the world.
I have to say, it's a pretty wild concept. But why go through all this trouble? What's the point of making our auras visible?
That's the really interesting part. The researchers were specifically looking at the decline in face-to-face interaction, which, let's be honest, is something we're all kind of struggling with these days.
Yeah, between social media and, just the general pace of life, it feels like we're forgetting how to just connect with each other.
Totally. And that's exactly what they're hoping to address with this wearable aura technology. They see it as a way to bridge the gap between our physical and digital selves.
It's like they're trying to inject some of that lost human connection back into our interactions. So to actually test this whole wearable aura thing, they did this user study.
Oh, they actually put it out in the wild. What'd they do?
Well, they started with a projected butterfly animation.
A butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was controlled like in real time. So
So somebody's behind the scenes pulling levers like the Wizard of Oz.
exactly. They even called it their Wizard of Oz approach, which I thought was kind of funny, but also really clever.
I like it. But okay, why a butterfly though? That seems kind of random.
Well, it turns out they chose it for a reason. It's a pretty universal symbol of transformation, right?
Yeah, I guess so. New beginnings, all that jazz.
Right. And importantly, it usually has pretty positive connotations, so they were interested to see if that symbolism like played into people's reactions.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, would people react differently to a butterfly versus like a spider or something?
Exactly. But anyway, they needed to, find some people to unleash these butterfly auras on.
So where'd they go? Do they like shit up a rave or something?
Not quite. They actually chose two very different locations for their experiment. The first one was near a university campus. They figured it'd be a good place to start because you've got a lot of students around who are usually, pretty tech savvy.
Yeah, makes sense. Plus, college campuses are usually pretty chill vibes.
Exactly. Low stakes, But then for their second location, they wanted to crank up the chaos a bit.
Oh, where'd they go?
The Shibuya Crossing in Tokyo.
Wait, seriously? That place is insane. It's like a million people all crossing the street at the same time.
I know. It's like the ultimate test for a social experiment, right?
Totally. So, okay, what happened? Did people even notice the butterfly aura with all that other stuff going on?
Okay, so near the university, people definitely noticed. They'd glance at it, some people would smile, and a few even started talking to the person wearing the aura.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like the aura acted as this weird, unexpected conversation starter.
Right. But in Shibuya, it was a different story. fewer people seemed to consciously register the butterfly because there was just like so much else to look at.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like sensory overload central over there.
The people who did notice the butterfly in Shibuya had much stronger reactions.
Really? So it's like the novelty factor was amplified because it was such a contrast to everything else that was going on.
Exactly. And it made me wonder if it has to do with how our brains filter information in different environments. Like in a calm setting, something new and unusual really grabs your attention.
Right. But in a place like Shibuya, maybe your brain just tunes out anything that isn't like super stimulating. It needs that extra oof to break through.
Right. It was a really interesting observation. But okay, now let's address the elephant in the room here.
What's that?
How do we know it was actually the tech that made a difference and not just the fact that it was a novel, eye-catching thing? You know, people love checking out something new and unusual.
Right, right. So how did they control for that?
Well, they thought of that. They had their participants do the exact same walks, but this time without the butterfly aura.
Oh, sneaky. So it's like a control group for social interaction.
Pretty much. And this is where it gets really interesting.
So spill it.
Yeah.
Did having that digital butterfly actually, like, change how people interact?
Okay, get this. Even taking into account that whole shiny new thing effect, it seems like the answer is yes. People had more of those, like, unplanned interactions when they were wearing the aura compared to when they weren't.
Wow, so it actually works.
Ah.
That's kind of mind-blowing. I mean, just adding this little visual element to our personal space can actually change how we connect with each other.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Totally. But, okay, let's be real for a sec. Those laser projectors they were using in the study, not exactly ready for the runway. So what's the plan? Are we all going to be walking around looking like, well, walking billboards?
I hear you. And luckily, the researchers address that too. They're thinking long term, envisioning this tech getting way smaller and more integrated into our lives. Like, imagine if it was built into, say, a pair of shoes or a backpack, you know?
Oh, okay. I could get down with some aura-enhanced sneakers. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
But while we're on the topic of the future, let's really let our imaginations run wild for a minute. This is like the ultimate wearable aura dream.
Okay, so they talked about going beyond simple animations to like full-on 3D projections. Imagine like this dynamic, almost holographic aura that surrounds you, shifting and changing with your every move and emotion.
Whoa. And maybe someday we won't even need projectors, right?
Yeah.
It'll just be like our auras are this extension of ourselves in augmented reality that anyone who's opted in can see.
Now you're talking. But that's where things get really interesting and maybe a little ethically complicated too, because now we're not just talking about projecting animations. We're talking about projecting our inner states for the world to see.
Yeah, true. It makes you think about social boundaries in a whole new way. Like, is it cool to unleash your hangry aura on some poor barista just because they messed up your order?
Right. And what about consent? Like, if my aura is reacting to yours, does that mean we've both agreed to, like, share that personal space?
Whoa. It's almost like we need a whole new set of social rules for interacting with auras.
Exactly. And then there's the potential for misuse, right? Like, imagine if advertisers could use your aura to target you with personalized ads.
Okay, that's straight out of a Black Mirror episode, and I am not here for it. But, you know, on a more optimistic note, this tech could be incredibly helpful for people who struggle in social situations.
You're absolutely right. Like, imagine if your aura could act as a visual cue to let others know you need a little extra space, or maybe even help to break the ice in new social settings.
It's almost like this technology has the potential to make us more, well, human with each other. In a world that's so obsessed with virtual connections, it's kind of beautiful to think about something that brings us back to those face-to-face moments.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, would you ever rock a wearable aura? What would your ideal aura look like? Let us know, because we're dying to know. Until then, keep those auras bright, everyone.